welcome to the CBS Eye on Money podcast. It is Thursday, July 29th. And Mark, how are you feeling today, birthday, post-birthday boy?
That's right. Yeah, I guess I'm a year older now. Year wiser.
Yep. Do you feel like that you got robbed of a birthday celebration? And we sort of, maybe we should just wind the clock back and shave a year off of our birth. You know what I'm saying? Because of the lost year of COVID.
I never really do a big celebration to begin with, so I'm okay.
I'd love to celebrate your birthday. I just want to let you know, so you'd have an idea around this, that after our dinner celebrating your pre-birthday, there is something coming in the mail for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Just a little something. It's a little something.
You're too good. Now I can say it on the radio show. You're too good to me.
I am. I know. It's my pleasure to be good to you because you're so good to me. And see, it's a love fest between me and Mark. Hey, Mark, also, as we record this, because this is not live in this moment, something very momentous happened for me today.
Your 300th Peloton ride?
This is my 300th Peloton ride that I did, and I got a shout out from the instructor. Not just one. No, not one, not two, but three. She said my full name, the instructor, who I love. Christine Dercol is like my absolute favorite. I've known Christine for almost 20 years. Like 18-ish, I guess. And she's a fantastic instructor at Peloton. So she gave me this huge shout out. And it was like kind of fun because as I said to Mark before I got in the air, it's like, you know, of course you do these things because you want to do them. You're in shape. You know, you want to achieve something. But it feels good when your friend slash instructor gives you the shout out. So I was so psyched.
And your rides are legit. So it's not like these are, you know, 15 or 20 minute rides. All of your 300 rides are probably at least 30 minutes.
Oh, they're all at least 30 minutes, except for when I do the Power Zone test, which is insanity and exhausting. Most of my rides are 45 or 60 minutes, and I do pepper a few 90s in there. So she gave me this great shout out. I felt so good. And you know, I steal stuff from Peloton all the time on our programs, because I think that it's true that like the idea of diet and exercise is very much translatable into the world of finance. I do. And so you'll hear me talk about that quite a bit. So Peloton is not sponsoring this podcast, but I do love Peloton. Okay. The folks at CBS like us to do a tease. You ready? We'll get to your questions after this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, we're back. Let's get to a question. This is from, I'm going to change the name because he said, I want to be anonymous. So let's call him David. David says his wife wants to pay extra on the mortgage. And he said, but I don't want to. My wife and I are about 30 years old. We both work full time. We've got a young child. We recently moved homes and are flush with cash from the sale of our previous home. We saved up the cash to put 20% down on the new home, and we were planning to use the funds from the sale of the old to invest more in retirement, 529 plans, an upgrade to our car. Now she's talking about putting some of the funds towards the new mortgage. Okay. Ready for this? All caps, Mark. I am totally against this. Way to go, David. I am too. I'm the one in the relationship who's done the countless hours of reading, researching, listening to various financial podcasts. You're my favorite. Mark, you have to vouch for me. I'm reading it as is written, right?
It is there in parentheses. You're my favorite.
Okay. I try my best to keep her engaged in the finances with monthly meetings and updates. I even created a PowerPoint. To try to help her understand the basics, our goals, and why we're going to do things the way we are doing. Nothing works. Please help. All right. What are we going to do about this, wife?
This is like a therapy session.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been a financial therapist for the last couple of weeks, like, you know, fielding questions. But this is what I want to say. Wife of David, you got to calm down. There is no reason. I presume that your mortgage interest rate is really low. This is your Aunt Jill talking. This is an insane idea because what you are essentially doing is you're paying down a very inexpensive mortgage. And you're doing that because you think it's going to give you some sense of relief, some peace of mind. And actually, having the liquidity, having the access to your money is far more important. So what I think is I would obviously upgrade your car, make that happen, right? And I would definitely max out both of your retirement accounts. That would be number two. And then I would absolutely then make sure, assuming you've got your emergency reserve fund, all, you know, 6 to 12 months in your safe stuff, then the child's 529 plan. Under no circumstances do I think a 30-year-old should be paying down a mortgage. Mark, would you like to weigh in?
I agree wholeheartedly. They will for sure earn more with their money by investing it, whether it's in a brokerage account or a 529 plan. Either one of those options is going to earn more money than paying down a cheap mortgage.
I think that what happens is that it's a false sense of security. That's what I think it is. Let's say that you were in a relationship with somebody and you're having the same battle. The way that you can thread the needle is to say, God forbid something bad were to happen to us in our lives. We would not be able to do anything to help ourselves out if that money has been used to pay down the mortgage. The ultimate flexibility is in the form of having access to your money. And even if you had it in a retirement plan, if you really had to get it, you could borrow it out. Or even if you had it in a 529 plan and something bad happened, you could get the money out. Generally speaking, we don't want that to occur. But I'll tell you what, if it's in a house, you're screwed. You are screwed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, speaking of 529 plans, we've got a question from Alicia. And she wants to know whether or not they have too much money in a 529 plan. So if you're listening, 529 plans are the just marvelous, neat, fabulous way to save for education purposes. It used to just be for college. Now you can even use it for private high school and elementary school as well. So, you know, what's interesting about a 529 plan, the way that best think about it is it's essentially, it's like a Roth for education. You put an after-tax dollar in, it grows, it grows, it grows. Your kid's ready to use it for tuition or books or whatever it is. You pull the money out, there's no tax due. It's fantastic. So Alicia says she and her husband are both 38. They make $150,000 together. She writes, we have a 529 plan and it's invested 50-50 U.S. International Vanguard Index funds for our three-year-old son. He currently has 75 grand in his plan. Are we done? Where is the best place to save for him going forward? Custodial brokerage account or keep the money in a taxable account, but earmark it for his future needs, car, wedding, house. We both max out Roth IRAs. My husband will max out his 457 this year. I put an additional 10% in my 403B. Between us, now remember, they're 38 years old. We have $120,000 in cash, $800,000 in retirement accounts, and a paid for condo. It's worth 375 to 400 grand. Mark, they're in good shape, eh?
Great shape. Yeah. Jeez.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So Mark, you've run the numbers because we have our little Mark Jr. Scholar Fund. What is the amount necessary to pay for a education for a three-year-old about?
Well, I'll just say this. So I just pulled out my fancy time value of money calculator.
Oh my God, you are really showing off today.
I'm holding it right now as we speak. Uh-huh. So I plugged in her $75,000 for another 15 years and I gave it 6% interest with no more contributions. So mm-hmm. I would say they're safely probably looking at between 150 and 180. That's what they'll have if they do nothing else. Now you got to tell me, is that enough to pay for 4 years of school? I don't know. It depends where this kid's going to school.
Right. Because then what we need to do is we need to look at today, right? So if today, if you, and also public versus private. So if we looked at today's education costs, let's say you're talking about, $60,000 a year. It's basically $250,000.
Well, then they can't stop. They need to keep saving.
So I think you keep doing. I think if you want private, you got to keep doing it. If you want to pay for private schools. And you know what? Considering that you have all this money, I just keep doing it. I would keep doing it. In terms of, like, you seem to have quite a bit of money in cash. That's the other thing. So maybe you want to just dump the money in right now. And I'm thinking for them, Mark, that they do, I don't know if you're doing this monthly or not, but, you know, put in the $15,000 for this year each. So 15 and 15, we'll get you put $30,000 in there. And I'm not sure why you're not maxing out your retirement account. 10% in her 403B?
I was going to say, my only issue with what I've read is that.
Yeah, I don't get that, especially because you have a lot of money in savings. So this is what it sounds like just from reading the balance sheet information. I think that they worked really hard and paid down their condo.
Yeah, probably right.
And shortchanged their retirement. So here's where I would look at this. I would say you both should be maxing out. You probably should both, you know, considering that they are, I mean, they're in the 22% tax bracket, okay? I think they should be using a Roth option if they have it available. Use the Roth, put some more money in your 529 plan, and call us in the morning. What do you think?
I wonder if they've just been putting like lump sums into this 529 plan. I think that's what they've been doing. And I don't know if they've been contributing on a monthly basis.
Yeah. And if you're doing lump sum, then do the lump sum. Get it going. Mark, do you ever dump in? Do you just do it monthly or do you dump in like when you get a big Jill on money, big bonus check? Like
no, that's for me. That I keep for me. Theo gets his contributions every single month from mommy and daddy.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I feel comfortable with that. I just really want to be clear for everyone listening that, you know, when you have these kinds of situations, gosh, we'd love to hear from you like on the line. Mark, isn't it better when we pepper people with their question, with the follow-up questions? Because you do want to know like, well, what have you been doing previously?
I wonder if this $800,000 is all pre-tax.
I bet it is. I bet all that money is pre-tax, and
they better start doing some Roth because they're still young.
Yeah, I think it's a big Roth stuff. And don't worry about earmarking this stuff for your kid's future. Earmark for your future. Gosh. All right. I think that's it. That's the show. It's very exciting day.
Is that the show? That is the show. Look at that. Time flies.
Time does fly with us.
By the way, I found a new show for you to watch on HBO.
Tell me.
It's called White Lotus.
I just started watching it. I only watched one episode. It's a little creepy.
It is.
I'm not sure that I'm so into it, but I'm going to keep going with it. All right. That's it. That's the program. Could you share this show with someone else? Would you mind? That would be great. And if you could leave us a rating and review, we would really appreciate it. You can follow Eye on Money on Apple or wherever you get your favorite podcast. If you want to read more stuff that I have written and you want to check out stuff like TV appearances, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com. So CBS Eye on Money. We drop it 2 times a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we are very grateful that you are joining us each of these 2 days. Curiosity, compassion, and community. That is the bedrock of this program. We thank you so much for listening and we'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.